I've been gone 11 months. She's fired up about it. It's good to be here. I had to pay dues today. I've been here so many times, but it's good to see everybody. We're getting close. 3 weeks, what, 24 days? We're counting down. And big election coming up in a lot of areas. Thank you for what you're doing here in the city. I've had the, been very fortunate to see a lot of the, in all the cities in the state, and meeting with city officials, county commissioners. It's been unbelievable. Downtowns are rebuilding, revitalized. Our state representatives spoke with a lot of them. Thank you for what you do. It's a hard job, very hard job. You get ridiculed, you get drug over the coals, but I'm excited about this. It's a lot of fun. I want to be your next U.S. Senator. I'm going to be a little bit different today. I'm going to give you a little, since I've spoken here several times, I just want to give you a little insight of what I've seen. This past week was a huge win for our country and our Republican Party, conservatives, and Donald Trump. Very concerned, though, watched many State of the Union addresses, many of them, and the disrespect, folks, that we're seeing in this country. We can't continue to allow that. We can't, I mean, we have got to find a solution to it. Our kids are watching this stuff, and I'm not talking about Nancy Pelosi, what she did. I mean, that was absolutely absurd. Theatrics. I'm talking about just how the people look and act towards our president of the United States. I don't care what president it is. If you're a Democrat, Republican, it's making a difference. We're losing this country. We're losing respect. But I've seen it. That's the reason I'm running for this position for 40 years. Up until about 10, 12 years ago, you know, our country was thriving and moving, but it's changing. We have got to get a handle on it. I traveled probably in almost every state in the country, in homes and schools. And the culture is changing. And you know, we got to get God back in our in our lives. I mean, everybody knows that. I mean, there's no secret to that. If we don't, we're not going to sustain what we've had. It's getting worse. We got to change our education. Folks, if we don't change our education, we got no chance. It's pathetic, absolutely pathetic. We got good teachers. We got a lot of good people trying to run it. But we need to take the Department of Education in Washington, D.C. and blow it up. We've got to move it back. Every state should have their Department of Education. I got nothing against those people. There's 4,000 of them that run the Department of Education and tell us how to run our schools in this state and every other state. We're different. We're different than Alaska. We're different from New York. We're different from Georgia. We want to teach our kids in this state where our culture is. State history, government, U.S. history. And we're losing because we're teaching things that the people in Washington, D.C. want to teach our kids. We're being defined by the liberals that run the Department of Education. And that's who's running. Jimmy Carter started in 1979. It's gotten worse. It's gotten worse. And it's going to get worse. I saw it start about 10, 12, 14 years ago. And I tell people this. If we had an election today and we allowed the 18 to 35-year-olds to vote, think about this. They did a poll just a few months ago. If we allowed the 18 to 35-year-olds to vote to define our country, our House, our Senate, and the White House, we would be a communist socialist country today. 80% of them would vote for socialism, 30% would vote for communism. Where's it coming from? It's coming from our education. We got to stop it. Because anything else is not going to matter. It's not going to matter. We got to hit the big problem head on. And if we don't, it's over. It's going to be over with. We live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. You hit the lottery if you're born here. But folks, it's coming to an end. And all you had to do is watch the State of the Union address. My God, what have we come to? We used to have a Democratic Party. Now it's a Socialist Party. Even the moderates have moved so far left. Why? Because they want to get reelected. Because they're scared of those young girls up there running the country from their side of the view. They're scared to death of them. Nancy Pelosi's scared to death of them. And it's mind-boggling to me. You know, I want to go to Washington, D.C. to help. And open people's eyes has never seen what I've seen. I've been in the cities, folks. You can't drive through a neighborhood. Why? Because terrorism has taken over. Sharia law has taken over. Folks, there's places you can go in this country that you're not wanted. In our country. It ain't that, I mean, this is not the Middle East. It is wrong. come here and go by our constitution and go by our laws, and you're welcome. I don't care what religion you are, what culture you're from, we're the most giving country in the world. But my goodness, if we're going to allow them to change our culture and our country, because they're going to get their hands on the constitution one day, and when they do, it's over. They want to get it for one reason, that electoral college. If they ever knock that out, we're done. We're done. We've allowed it to happen. We've allowed Washington, D.C., and our elected officials allow it to happen. And it's embarrassing. It really is. I'm excited about doing this. Yeah. I'm excited about being a voice for you. And there's some good people in this campaign, folks. I mean, you just got to make a decision what direction you want to go. I've been all over the state talking to people, and, you know, I'm an outsider. I'm not a career politician. I'm a football coach. And I've dealt with people all my life. And if we don't get leadership up there that will call it out, you're going to be embarrassed when I go up there, because I'm going to be screaming and yelling. Because if we don't change, if we don't stand up and speak out for this country, we're going to lose it. We got one guy out there doing it. His name's Donald Trump. Thank God we got him elected. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing where the Democratic Party's gone, and it's embarrassing that we've had a bunch of Republicans not back our president until they figured out, hey, this guy's actually going to do some good. And they jumped on board. Thank goodness. We welcome them on board. But we're in tough times. We're in tough times. This is going to be the most important election in the history of this country. We got to get the man back in the White House. We got no choice. But I want to go take that stick out of his hand and give him a damn baseball bat. Okay? Because I'm going to tell you what, he can clean it up, but he's got to have help. I want to go help him. I want your support and your vote. God bless America. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next, I want to call on Congressman Bradley Byrne. And while he's coming up, I want to take a point of personal privilege. Because a member of his staff, I'm going to call him out, stand up, Jordan, is a local young man now. I used to call him a kid.